Hello, welcome to Parenting 101, and I'm excited today to have as my guest Pam Pierce, Recreation Coordinator for the City of Astoria Parks and Recreation Department. We have summer on the way already, and parents are wondering what to do with their kids this summer. And Pam, we're lucky in Astoria to have a lot going on.
Yes, we are very lucky, and I'm very delighted to have this opportunity to speak to our audience today about what will be happening this summer. So we have been in the making, planning, and organizing all of our summer camps this summer, so we're very excited to offer them. I'd like to start out by talking about the littlest of our consumers. So that would be our infants and our toddlers and our preschoolers. We have an excellent facility for that. It is at Gray School, and it's called Port of Play. This summer, we're going to be offering day camps there.
Where is that located?
That is located off of Alameda, 786 Alameda Avenue.
What have we got going on for the little guys and gals?
Well, I'll give you just a few of the names here. One of the classes we'll have this summer is called Dynamite Dinosaurs. So that is truly going to be an exciting class for the little ones. Another great name of one of the camps we're going to have is called Crafty Crocodiles. And this was very popular last year, so we decided to bring it forward again this year.
Is it more of an arts and crafts orientation?
It is, yes. Arts and crafts, a lot of hands-on activities. We'll be doing some singing and some poetry, all kinds of good stuff to keep those little hands and minds busy.
And are these morning, afternoon, different times?
They are all at different times. Typically, they're in the morning, and they're for about 2 to 2.5 hour stints.
Now, parents need to be there with their kids.
For the little day camps, no, they do not. That
oh,
is
okay.
A program where they can drop their children off, and they can go do whatever they choose to do.
Good for working
and then
parents.
Come back. Absolutely. Or maybe that quick trip to Fred Meyer or some other place, get a haircut.
We know what it's like to need a little break to get things done.
Yes, that's absolutely right. Now, at the same facility at the Gray School, we also offer Port of Play. That is an indoor facility where we encourage parents to interact and play with their children in the gymnasium. We have a new bounce house that we have that parents can go in and jump with their children. They can ride bicycles and play basketball. There's all sorts of activities to do there.
Do you have bicycles people can use, or do they need to bring their own bikes?
We have bicycles that they can use. We have all different sizes of bicycles, and sometimes it's a lot of fun just to run around with the kids while they're riding also and just sort of make sure they're not crashing into each other.
And is this indoors and outdoors?
It's indoors. Now, outdoors, we do have a covered play area that is a lot of fun. Many children from the neighborhood come and play in that playground.
That is great. All right, moving on to the older children.
Well, this is my specialty. These are the programs that I was able to write and organize this summer. Some of the names we're bringing back, and then some of them are going to be new this year. So our summer theme is called License to Play. And so we're giving everyone a license to go out and play in our parks this summer and have a great time at our camps. Some of the exciting opportunities we have are the first week we'll be offering the Flat Stanley Adventures. So that kind of gives you an idea of some of the names that we have. We're going to do some nature exploration, some magical camps. And also one that seems to be popular in our pre-registration offering is the Lego Engineering. So with that, we're going to be purchasing some Lego kits from Lego, and we're going to do some engineering with the children.
Wonderful.
So that proves to be a lot of fun.
Now, these are one-week camps.
They are. Each themed camp is offered a half day, but children will be able to enroll in all day, and we do offer before and after care. So for the parent that's using the summer camps before they go to work and then would like to pick up after work, we are going to be available from 7:30 in the morning until 5:30 in the evening.
That is so helpful for working parents.
That's great. It's a big help. Plus, we really enjoy the extra time with the children. Just getting to know them and getting to interact with them as much as possible is really great for us.
Is there a limited amount of kids allowed in each camp?
Some of the camps we may have to cap the number, but at this point I don't foresee us doing that. So it's always been our theory to get as many children as we can. The only difficulties would be is if supplies for a certain camp would run a little bit low, but usually we have a way to help with that.
When does registration start?
We have already started our registration. In fact, I'm glad that you asked that question because we have an early registration that most of the school-age kids would have received home in their backpacks from school, and that registration is online. The families can receive 10% discount when they do an online registration, and so those details are available on our website, astoriaparks.com, and so we invite families to check that out.
Can people just come in during business hours?
Absolutely. They can come in during the aquatics business hours, which is a nice benefit for our offices being located at the Aquatic Center.
Oh, you've moved.
We have, yes. So we are now located inside the Aquatic Center. Parks and recreation personnel are typically there from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. However, the staff can answer questions before and after we arrive.
Okay, so that's where you go now. You go to the pool to sign up for all the activities this summer.
You do.
Moving on, I have a teenager, and this is a tough one because what do we do all summer? She's too old for summer camp. What can I send my teen or tween to this summer?
That is one of the areas that I have been working very hard on focusing on because I, too, have, well, I have a tween. So we're really in that in-between age where we're trying to find ourselves, and we have a lot of push-pull between being a little kid and then being a grown-up.
A tough age.
It is. It's a very tough age. However, help is on the way. This summer, I've brought back one of our most popular camps. It's called Camp Extreme. During this week-long camp, we do a lot of fun activities that we wouldn't normally do. For instance, we go kayaking, we ride on horseback, we do horseback riding. So these young people can also participate in other classes. This year, we decided to do cooking classes for them because a lot of them are just now starting to want to cook and explore and maybe make meals at home for their family,
which is great. And Mom and Dad would like that too.
Absolutely, absolutely. A break from cooking one night is always a welcome benefit. And another popular camp that we're going to start this year is called Video Game Designing. So we're hoping some of the technology enthusiastic type kids would want to come and do that and kind of create their own games. And then also teens and tweens as well as the youth can enjoy our other classes that we have called skateboarding classes. We offered this last year, and it was a big hit. We took a group of kids over at Tapiola Skate Park and taught them some basic moves. And then we also did a BMX biking for beginners. So we had them, actually, we were at the Aquatic Center parking lot. We coned it off, and they learned some really neat tricks on the sidewalks and curbs. And that was a great class. And this year we're hoping to also integrate our surfing. We would like to take some young people out surfing.
Where do you do the surfing classes?
Well, we are going through a company in Ilwaco this year, has contacted us. And so we will be sending a group of teens and tweens over to Ilwaco to go ahead and take the surfing through that surf shop.
That sounds like a lot of fun for this summer. Do we have any other programs to talk about for teens or tweens?
Well, we have a variety of them, and again, I would strongly encourage people to visit our website, www.astoriaparks.com, and to also come by the Aquatic Center. If they haven't gotten their new summer guide, they should come by and pick one up. They're free.
Now, the Aquatic Center is a wonderful thing we have in Astoria, just fabulous. What kind of programs are happening at the pool this summer?
Well, this will be our second summer of offering our Willie the Whale swim program. So we are very excited to have Willie back. He's been a great asset to our swim school. So this summer we will have various classes. And again, I recommend you to check out our website or our guide for further details on the times, dates, and all that good information and which swim level. But we will be teaching swim all summer. Each week will be a new swim lesson.
And that's from very young on.
Yes, it is. In fact, this year, this summer, we'll also be offering kind of like a Mommy and Me. So it again encourages that parent to get into the water. They sing songs. They do the alphabet together. They swim. They go underwater. And they just have a great time. So it's such a great bonding time for your child and for you as the parent.
You've got some special events coming up this summer. Let's chat about that a little.
We do. We were so excited last summer to offer so many different free events that we've actually offered more free events this year. We've combined some of the events from last year into one giant day. So let me tell you about the first event that we're going to kick our summer off. We're going to have a huge party down at the Aquatic Center on Saturday, June 18th. This is a free event. Everyone is welcome to come. They'll be swimming. We'll have Willie the Whale there. He'll be there doing some water safety activities, or someone will be guiding him around talking about various things with all the families that are there. We're also going to have some live music, food, and games. So that event kicks off our summer. And then throughout the summer, we're going to have lots of other special events that I again encourage you to look at our website, www.astoriaparks.com, or come to the Aquatic Center and pick up a guide. I would like to mention that last year, for those of you that participated in the free movies and free concerts, we really appreciated your attendance, and we were so excited and thrilled that all of you came to those, and they were such a great hit. So since they were such a great hit this year, we're going to also keep offering them at Fred Lindstrom Park, and we're going to start offering them at the McClure Park. Now, some of you may say, where is the McClure Park? It's located at 8th and Franklin. And you'll see it's kind of a bare grassy area with a grassy hillside, and it's got a backstop and a swing set. We are going to be holding concerts and movies at that location also, in addition to Fred Lindstrom this year.
Any other special events?
Well, I would also just like to let parents know that we also have been offering, and it's been very successful, a program called Parents Night Out. And that is where you can drop your children off on a Saturday evening at Port of Play. So that, again, that's at Grace School on Alameda. You can drop your children off. They play games, they eat popcorn, and they watch movies on our big inflatable screen. So that is an excellent asset for parents if they just want a little time. Maybe they want to have a date night, reconnect with one another.
Fantastic.
Yes.
That's a wonderful program. Let's talk a little bit about the mission of the Parks and Recreation Department.
Well, last year, we kind of went through a process where we somewhat reinvented ourselves. So we decided that we wanted to come on with a whole new mission and some new ideas, some fresh energy to the city to really get the community involved and offer different recreation and sports classes that will definitely enhance the wellness of our community, which I think is a big benefit for all of us. So our main statement here is we would like to enrich generations of community. And this, to me, is so special because it is so great to be able to go to our parks, camps, or classes and actually see families interacting together. It's wonderful. And even though it rains a lot in Astoria, and I know it's really hard because there just doesn't seem like there's anywhere for us all to go and have a good time so we can just get out of our homes, you know, and not get totally soaked in the weather, it's nice that we have at least two facilities right now. The Aquatic Center is a place where you can always take your children and you can swim with them and have a good time. And then also, I would encourage people to use Port of Play. That's another good indoor recreation center. And then when the weather's nice, why not hit one of the parks? We have many great parks to choose from. Of course, our signature park is Tapiola Park with that great new play structure. And Fred Lindstrom is a very popular park also. I've noticed when I drive by, I see lots of families out there enjoying the weather.
Well, Pam, I'm delighted to have you here today, and this is going to be an exciting and fun summer for everybody.
Yes, it is, and I'm very excited as I make all those last-minute preparations and details, and I'll be very excited to see everybody out at the parks this summer and at our free events.
We've been talking to Pam Pierce, Recreation Coordinator for the City of Astoria, Parks and Recreation Department. Thank you, Pam.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
And welcome back to Parenting 101. We're going to continue our discussion of what's going on this summer for kids with Patty Skinner, Senior Library Assistant specializing in Children's Services. And that's for the Astoria Public Library. Thanks for joining us today, Patty.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
What's going on at the library this summer?
Oh, there's a lot happening this summer. Studies show that kids who are read to or read themselves throughout the summer maintain or improve reading skills. And this is significant for those kids who are returning to school in the fall. The Astoria Public Library keeps kids reading during the summer through programs, prizes, and special events. Our theme this year is a multicultural one. It's One World, Many Stories. And you can find out all about it on our website at www.astorialibrary.org.
Let's talk about some regular summer reading programs for different ages.
We have two weekly programs that will be happening. They start the week after school gets out. So the first one will be on June 22nd. One of them is called Globetrotters. It's for elementary school kids. It will be on Thursdays from 10:30 to 11:30. And then repeated in an afternoon session from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
Do the parents need to be with the kids for that one?
If a child is under the age of 10, we ask that a parent attend. Another program that we have is called the Preschool Pacers. It's going to be on Wednesdays from 9:30 to 10, and then repeated from 10:30 to 11. And it's developed for ages 3 to 5, but children who are a little younger or a little bit older are also welcome. The focus of these programs is to help children develop skills that lead to reading, and that helps them prepare for school and develop reading skills.
Do we have some other summer reading program events happening?
We do. We have a couple of special events. Some wonderful storytellers are coming. One is coming on July 1st at 10:30 in the morning. His name is Steve Taylor. He's doing a program called One World, Many Stories, Magic and Ventriloquism Show.
Wow.
Steve and his buddy Rudy O'Reilly share adventures through comedy and magic. Another program we'll have is July 16th at 10:30. It will be storyteller Christopher Liebrick, and his show is called Travelin' Tales. Christopher Liebrick takes you to different lands, different cultures, and even different worlds with stories and unusual musical instruments.
Cool. What age groups are those for?
Those are family events. Anybody of any age can come, and they're a lot of fun.
And what times do those happen?
They're each at 10:30 in the morning.
Very good. And something we were chatting about before we started the show, something to get kids motivated to do the reading. We have prizes.
We do have prizes. One way that kids earn prizes is to keep track of how much time they spend reading by using a reading log. And we have this huge treasure chest that has wonderful prizes in it. They can choose prizes as they read. Another way is through drawing prizes. Each week we will have a different drawing prize. For kids, they just put in drawing tickets. There's no charge for these. And then we will, once a week, pull out a ticket and give away a prize. This year, I'm real excited. We have two books that are autographed by the authors and illustrators. One is called I Went Walking by Sue Williams, and the other is Mama Mitty by Donna Jo Napoli, and it's illustrated by Kadir Nelson. It's about a story of a woman in Kenya who won the Nobel Peace Prize for her program that encouraged women to plant trees in Kenya. And this was to improve the Kenyan economy and their ecology. We also have drawing prizes for teens and adults who keep track of how much time they spend reading.
Tell me a prize for a teenager. I have a teenager at home.
Well, one of them is going to be an MP3 player. We have movie tickets. Ooh. We also have coupons for food.
Excellent. Movie tickets and an MP3 player. That sounds like a good motivation. One very important program that I heard about was free library cards for kids who live outside of the city limits.
Yes, we're very excited about this. The Astoria Public Library and the Seaside Public Library are offering free library cards to all kids in Clatsop County who are not served by a tax-supported library. This includes Napa, Swenson, Olney, and the Lewis and Clark area. This is due to a grant from the Oregon State Library to fund the library's ROCK program, and ROCK is R-O-C-C. It stands for Rural Outreach to Clatsop County. These cards are good for a year from the date they are established. Just stop in the library with your identification and get your kids signed up. All kids qualify, babies through high school, including those who are getting a GED.
Very good. I think that if parents are reading and kids are reading, it's a great thing to do in the summer. Get away from the computer and take a book. Go outside, sit in the sun and read. Reading this summer is a fantastic idea.
Don't forget to check out our website at www.astorialibrary.org.
Thank you, Patty, from the Astoria Public Library. Thank you very much for sharing the children's reading programs happening this summer.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Parenting 101 on Coast Community Radio. Mm-hmm.